Our first public hearing is a change of zone number 1651, Caldera Properties, Indian River 5 LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Route 346A and 3,100 feet east of Route 346, and to be located on 78.228 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, and for those parties present, the commission a week or so ago received an exhibit booklet and an appendices, which include references to the project team, the executive summary, a reference to conformance with the Sussex County zoning ordinance, a reference to conformance with the comprehensive plan, a reference to conformance with the section 99-9C of the subdivision regulations, a nutrient loading assessment protocol worksheet, and then also an open space narrative. The appendices include utility commitment letters, the survey and legal description, the RPC plan, aerial photo, a FEMA flood map, a Deseret groundwater recharge map, a soil survey map, a tax map, a cultural resources evaluation report, phase one environmental site assessment, a traffic study letter from DelDOT, an endangered and threatened species letter, a letter from Deseret Wetlands and Sebaquias land section suggesting bridge sections along the access road, and access road alternatives in response to Deseret's request, photos of timber bridges approved and constructed in Sussex County, photos of wetland mitigation sites in Sussex County, photos of wetlands in the vicinity of proposed access road, correspondence to adjacent landowner regarding alternative access or exchange of land, and plus comment response letters. We also received a copy from Caldera Properties in reference to Riverview, which is a response to the PLUS review. We also received a letter from the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control Division of Water Resources. It was dated April 10th of 2008. We've also received comments from the County Engineering Department in reference to the availability of sewer. And we have also received a copy of the PLUS review from the Office of Management and Budget, State Planning Coordination Office. That information is a part of the record and will remain so. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Chairman, gentlemen, for the record, my name is James Fuquay. I represent the applicant on this application. I did have some discussions with Mr. Lank and Mr. Robertson, and I know this is somewhat unusual, but on behalf of myself and on behalf of the opponent, both parties involved in this matter are requesting that this be tabled and basically rescheduled for a date to be set in the future, hopefully tonight, perhaps in July, to give the parties a chance to resolve some issues, and I'll just give a brief explanation. There was a prior version of this application that was presented to the county a couple years ago. Most of you gentlemen, I think, were on the commission then. Mr. Burton, I don't think you were. That went to county council. It was approved. That was appealed by Mrs. Murray to the Court of Chancery, and the Court of Chancery did overturn the council's approval of that. And I won't go into the merits of the case or anything, but that's what happened. And that, of course, is what resulted in us refiling and basically being here tonight. And as you know, in litigation, often there isn't a lot of discussion. There's just litigation. And an opportunity has arisen for the parties to sit down to discuss some very substantive aspects of this application that could result in a significant way of doing the application in a different manner than is proposed right now. If we could resolve that, I think it would be beneficial to certainly to my client, to Mrs. Murray, and to the county. So I think we are requesting, as I said, that this hearing at this point just be tabled and scheduled for a later date. And Mr. Malkiewicz, I think, is that fair to summary?
For the record, my name is Michael Malkiewicz. I'm here on behalf of the adjoining landowner, Mrs. Murray, and her partnership. Mrs. Murray is in the audience this evening, and everything that has been said by Mr. Fuqua is correct. We are requesting a rescheduling of this matter, hopefully to July.
How about July 7th? That sound good?
It's fine with me.
But July 7th will be the first regular meeting of the commission, to Thursday evening.
That's the first time, then fine.
I thought July 4th was a Friday.
You got a calendar, really?
I want to look again.
But we had on the agenda. Unless I looked at the wrong.
I think you're right.
Actually, he's right. You're right. Come to
maybe
think
that,
of
that, that would have been. That was a board of adjustment.
That was a board of adjustment meeting. I think we're going to be more like the 10th.
The 10th.
I think it's the 10th. Okay. How about July 10th, John? Well,
that's even better.
July 10th.
Be all right?
That's fine.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
That right?
If there's going to be substantial changes, perhaps, and with this, should this not then go before plus for review? Because I know that in meeting previous plus comments, they said that if there's a substantial change, that you know, they would request that that be submitted to them.
I think it's substantive, but probably not substantial. But go ahead.
I would just say that if any agreement can be reached, we would notify a response letter like we've done, but we would amend our response letter to plus. But I can assure you plus would have no problem with an amendment if we're able to do it.
Mr. Johnson, just to add to that, I think probably at this point from what Mr. Fuqua has stated, we're dealing with right now with the application that's in front of us, and I think that would be determined if it changes at all. Yeah. Because, I certainly would have the same question. If we end up with a different application, obviously, then it's,
Well, and again, not to get into the merits of it, but the application, the development itself wouldn't change. We're purely talking about the access to the property. That's the only thing that's involved.
Chairman, I just want to make sure we don't run afoul of the plus process
and circumvent the
process of trying to accommodate the applicants.
Right. Point well taken.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question, I guess, for Mr. Robertson. What I heard was a mention of you, the applicant, and the attorney for someone in opposition. How, if we take this action tonight, upholding their request, how would that affect some other members of the public that may be here either in support of this application or in opposition to it? How does that affect? I mean,
as I said, I understand this is unusual request, but it's an unusual situation. If they're here, then they'd be notified right now that this is being rescheduled to July 10th. And
the correct word would probably be continued.
Actually, that it would be tabled.
Tabled and we'll resume. And that's one of the reasons, Mr. Smith, I wanted to have a specific date so that we don't run into an advertising problem or anything that we can. Anyone who is here, and this is, in fact, a public hearing as we speak, but it will be on the record that it was tabled and continued to the 10th, not some unknown date in the future.
Right. To follow up with that, too, just so everybody's clear, the Planning and Zoning Commission, is, as the rules say, is governed by Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, and that authorizes the commission, once it opens a matter, to suspend or interrupt the public hearing, which is essentially what's been requested today. So how this would work is if there's a motion that's tabled and it's seconded and there's a vote to do that, it would be put on the table. It would be brought back, presumably from what you're saying, on July 10th as a public hearing. At that public hearing, there'd be a motion, or at that meeting, there would be a motion to lift that matter from the table, then you'd proceed with the public hearing. So it's just a suspension of the public hearing or interruption of it. And as I think somebody just said, by having the date certain tonight, that continues forward, and it would put anybody on notice of when it's going to happen, as opposed to rescheduling it, really, you know, that sort of leaves things open-ended.
You know, we'd prefer to have a definite time and,
right.
and be done with it.
And tabling it, there is a procedure for doing that, whereas really rescheduling it, quote-unquote, there's not a specific means for doing that, according to Mason's manual.
Just a curious question, counsel. How far did you have to go to find a copy of Mason's manual?
It was a little bit of a struggle.
Did you find it online, maybe?
Yeah. The law library doesn't have one, you know, so there's a lot of copies floating around.
Well, I think all you lawyers ought to chip in and get one. You know?
Have one now.
Take up a collection or something. Okay.
I believe I heard you say, Mr. Fuquay, that you refiled an application after the ruling of Master Glasscock, which was back in November.
Correct.
Slightly less than 6 months ago. Is this new application coming in front of us under the MPHU ordinance as a expedited review?
Council expedited it because, well, the decision overturning it was basically, well, it wasn't basically, it was because the council hadn't stated adequate reasons for their decision, unlike the Planning Commission, which always states very thorough reasons for their decision. So I think under the circumstances, they gave it an expedited treatment.
And that by it being advanced on the calendar, has gone contrary now to your wishes. Now you're saying you were...
Well, no, and actually not. We wanted to get to a hearing. An opportunity came up where basically the parties... there was a reaching out to say, let's try to sit down and get some of these differences resolved. And as I said, when you come out of litigation, often you don't have that, and it happened just this week, and that's what we wanted to explore that. I can't guarantee you that it's going to be resolved, but both sides are going into it in good faith, as you can tell that we're all here to try to get these issues resolved. And as I said, they're issues that would be beneficial to everyone if we could get them resolved.
A couple questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sir.
First one, I want to direct to Mr. Counts. With the PLUS process, when there's the information submitted to the PLUS committee for their response to the response to the response, whatever it amounts to, isn't it like a 10-day, don't they try and do it within a 10-day time frame?
I believe where we are on that process is the applicant has responded to the Office of State Planning's comments about this particular application. The Office of Planning has not yet counter-responded. Typically, they do try and answer within 10 days, but as yet, we have not received any counter-response.
Okay. And Mr. Fuquay, if the parties do come to an agreement and there will be some changes, you know, obviously in your presentation, do you think there would be, given that we're talking about a July 10th date, that there would be a two-week time period in which the PLUS office could be notified of your changes so they'd give them 10 days to respond to your proposed changes?
Yeah, the parties intend to meet in the very near future, within the next week or two. And I think if it's going to get resolved, it'll get resolved, I think, fairly quickly. And, again, because of scheduling, since this is July, there's plenty of time for us to be able to notify PLUS and probably have the PLUS comments.
So, that, for example, if there's a change in how the property is accessed or a change in environmental issues, there would be adequate time for your experts to prepare the documents so PLUS would have an opportunity to review that.
Yes.
Okay. As you know, the commission here relies on information provided to us by PLUS, although we're not bound by it because the authority for land use issues is county, not state. But I, for one, utilize information that the state agencies do provide us.
Point well Good. Taken. I think we're the ones that need till July, frankly, from what I understand. It's a first opportunity actually to get it on. And my understanding now is that if you have anything that is substantial, you're going to submit it to PLUS, give them an opportunity to comment, and we
yes.
should be okay. This is limited to just one part of the application having to do with the access to it, so hopefully it won't be anything that would tie Plus up for very long. They should be able to get back to them in time for us to have it. And in the case that we do not have comments back, we can hold the record open.
Okay.
We can have the hearing, but just hold the record open to receive the Plus comments. I mean, I know that's not the best of all possible worlds, but it is a solution. So, but anyway, that'll get moved out of here anyway.
Because, Mr. Chairman, I know going forward, it's, as we review projects, when we haven't gotten a response back from Plus, it's going to be my inclination that those matters then be the record be left open until we receive that, mm-hmm. and to allow the commission and opportunity for more information and comments.
Well, all the more reason for Mr. Fuqua and his client and the opposition to get together and come to some kind of agreement as quickly as possible so they can get it all turned in and all done by the 10th of July.
Great.
There you go.
I'm happy.
Okay. I think we need a motion to table until
July 10th,
2008.
July 10th.
July 10th, right?
Not the 7th.
Right. 10th.
Look at the Chairman, wrong charts. Would that be July 10th, Thursday at 6 p.m.?
Is it a Thursday? Is July 10th a Thursday?
Yes. Yeah.
Then it'll be at 6 p.m.
2008, sir.
Sure.
We do need a motion.
We do need a motion, gentlemen. Don't you all jump at once,
Mr. Chairman? Regarding application change of zone number 1651, applicant Caldera Properties, Indian River. 5 LLC. My motion is to table this public hearing until July the 10th, 2008.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to table change of zone number 1651, Caldera Properties, Indian River 5 LLC, until July 10, 2008, Thursday at 6 p.m.
On behalf of both parties, thank you very much for your consideration.
Let me call for a vote first before you say that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Now